各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
感谢主有机会在神训班跟弟兄姐妹分享启示录。
Thanks to the grace of God that I have this opportunity during NYTS to share with you the book of Revelation.
启示录在介绍末后的教会。
Revelation is prophesizing about the church of the end days.
谈到教会的由来是从东方天使在那边开始印印给圣灵开始的。
And how the church came about from the east and was sealed by the angel.
谈到教会，你来到教会可以听到大声闪电雷风，我们祷告的声音就好像打雷的声音，像重水的声音。
And when you come to church, you can hear the sound of thunder, trumpets, just like when we pray, it's like the thundering noise.
谈到教会在末世会遭受到逼迫。
And also talks about the future of the church will encounter persecution.
有一头兽从海中来这是政治兽要逼迫教会。
And then there will be beasts from the land, also from the sea, to come to persecute the Christians.
有一头兽从路上来这是假先知的兽，他也要迷惑许多的人。
The beasts from the land are the false prophets that will speak of false doctrines.
另外一种破坏可能我们比较难想象就是基督徒有一种软性的破坏就是有一种淫妇会诱惑在末世的基督徒。
But there is also another kind of disturbance, not only of the harsh kind of nature, but more of the softer kind, and that is revealed in the discussion talking about the harlot.
这个大淫妇记载在启示录的十七章。
And this great harlot was mentioned in chapter 17 of Revelation.
我们来看启示录十七章的第三节。
So let us refer to Revelation chapter 17, verse 3.
十七章第三节。
Chapter 17, verse 3.
我被圣灵感动，十七章第三节。
Chapter 17, verse 3.
天使带我到旷野去，我就看见一个女人，骑在朱红色的兽上。这边呢，约翰被圣灵感动。
Here, John was moved by the Spirit.
那天使就带他去旷野。
And so the angel carried him away into the wilderness.
他就看到一个女人
And so he saw a woman.
这个女人在第一节讲就是一位大淫妇。
And this woman was mentioned in verse 1 as mentioned as a great harlot.
所以今天晚上想用到旷野看淫妇做题目。
And so tonight,
我们来谈一谈这位淫妇。
So tonight I'd like to share with you this topic to come to the wilderness to see the great harlot.
那我们想我来谈三点哦。
And I would like to break it down into three important points.
就是十七章的记载来看一看淫妇的特色是什么。
And so from this chapter 17, we will study into the characteristics of this harlot.
我们来看这个淫妇的结局是什么。
And to look into what is her consequences.
我们也来想一想，我们怎么样远避这个淫妇在末世可以保守。
And also in the end days, how we as Christians are to flee from this adulterous woman.
第一个这个淫妇的特色圣经上讲她永远是坐在什么东西上面的。
One special characteristic of this harlot is that she is always sitting on something.
我们看十七章的第一节。
Let's look into chapter 17, verse 1.
启示录十七章的第一节。
Revelation chapter 17, verse 1.
拿着七碗的七位天使中有一位前来对我说。你到我这里来，我将坐在众水上的大淫妇所要受的刑罚，只是给你看哦。这边记载这个大淫妇将来要受刑罚。
Here it says that in the future, this great harlot will be punished.
但是她是坐在什么地方呢
？But where was she sitting on？
这边记载她坐在众水之上。
Here it said this great harlot sits on many waters.
你很难想象哦，一个女人坐在水上面什么意思呢？
What does it mean, a woman sitting amidst the waters?
这个众水是什么意思呢
？What does it mean, many waters?
我们来读十七章的第十五节。
Let's refer to chapter 17, verse 15.
十七章十五节。
Chapter 17, verse 15.
天使又对我说：“你所看见那淫妇坐在众水，就是多民、多人、多国、多方。”原来众水之处就是多国、多民、多人、多方之处。
And so here the waters is explained to be the people, the multitudes, nations, and tongues.
果然没有错，人类的文明常常从水有水的地方开始的。
Actually, it is true that many of the cultures of man comes out of the waters.
那你仔细想哦，真的这个淫妇是在末世的时候呢，等于是在全世界各个角落哦。
And so if you look into this great harlot, exist in every corners of the world.
小弟有一次去中国大陆。
One time I went to visit mainland China.
那我去上网，我要上 Facebook， 或者到 Facebook 被 lock 住了。
And then I was trying to go to my Facebook, but I realized that Facebook has been censored.
我就很高兴啊。
And so I was actually quite happy.
我回家就跟我的孩子讲，你们以后要移民到中国大陆。
And I said, and then when I went home, I told my children, I say, in the future, you should immigrate to China.
啊，这个地方啊，没有淫乱的东西啊。
In this place, there is nothing that is filthy.
因为连 Facebook 都 lock 住了，其他更是会 lock 啊。
Because the government even censored things like Facebook.
那其他不好的一定会 lock 嘛，对不对？
And I'm sure anything worse than that is for sure has been censored.
可是后来又听弟兄姐妹讲，
But then when I heard other brothers and sisters tell me,
有的到中国大陆去做生意。
There are many of our members who goes to China to do business.
三更半夜晚上旅馆啊，有淫妇来敲门呢。
And then about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, suddenly while they're staying in their hotel, they get a visit from a prostitute.
所以看起来啊，这个多国多民多方啊，都有这种淫乱的事情呢。
And so it seems as though that every people, multitude, nations, and tongues in this world, there are something that is not moral.
有时候很难想象，甚至那个游乐区啊，在美国游乐区也会找到淫妇啊。
And sometimes, if you look into it,
entertainment, or just recreation.
The recreational entertainment of United States also can be said of this.
我跟弟兄姐妹分享过啊，小弟有一次啊，在夏威夷啊的 Honolulu 这个地方 Waikiki Beach.
Probably I mentioned before when I was in Hawaii in Waikiki Beach.
我跟周慧佳传道在海滩散步，因为步道晚九点多，我就带他去。
And I was with older pastor Zhou. We were just taking a stroll on the beach.
突然有一个女生啊跑过来跟我们唱歌。
And then all of a sudden, a girl came up to us and was singing to us.
她是个白人，我不晓得她在唱什么。
She was a Caucasian, and I do not know what she was singing.
后来我才注意到，原来她在唱《你要你朋友吗》。
And then I realized that she was saying, "Do you want a girlfriend?"
我说哇，原来白人讲中国话，怪不得我听不懂啊，像我讲英文你们听不懂一样啊。
And actually, she was trying to speak in Mandarin, so I could barely make sense of what she was saying.
啊，我看她大概二十几岁吧。
And I was looking at her age; she was probably in her 20s.
哇，怎么当街主那变成当街阻止我们主街女郎了？变成好像就是怎么在这个地方主的抓找人呢？
And I was wondering, how is it that in such a public place is she asking such a question?
我跟周传道都不知道怎么办，我看他，他看我。
And so me and Pastor Zhou just looked at each other stunned.
我看到周传道没讲话，我只好跟那个女生这样讲，我有男朋友了，不需要你朋友了。
And since Pastor Zhou was silent, so I just simply replied and say, I have already a boyfriend, so I don't need any girlfriends.
连到夏威夷这种地方啊，也会发觉到有淫妇在这里啊。
And so even in such a beautiful place like Hawaii, you can see find the adulterous harlot.
她是在多民、多人、多国、多方，她坐在那里。
And so she sits among people, multitudes, nations, and tongues.
这个大淫妇除了坐在众水之上呢，她也坐在一只朱红色的兽上面。
And besides sitting on many waters, she also sits on this scarlet beast.
我们来看十七章的第三节。
Let's look into chapter 17.
启示录十七章的第三节
Chapter 17, verse 3.
我被圣灵感动，天使带我去旷野，我看见一个女人骑在朱红色的兽上，那兽有七头十脚，遍体有亵渎的名号。啊，这头兽呢有七个头，十个脚。
Here this beast describes having names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns.
这个兽如果仔细看启示录啊，这头兽是从海里上来的。
If you look into this book, you will realize this beast comes out of the water.
就像古代四大文明帝国啊，巴比伦、马代、波斯、希腊、罗马啊，他们这四头兽呢？是从海里上来的。
Just as in the times of Daniel, the great countries like Greece, Persia, Romans, and they all come out of the described as coming out of the water.
这个四个国家从人来看是古文明帝国。
And from the perspective of man, these are great kingdoms.
从先知的眼睛来看，事实上就是兽啊，政治啊，常常是杀人，常常是 勾心斗角啊，像兽性的团体一样。
From the explanation of prophets, these are beasts that are like political beasts that oppresses the people and commits evil.
那为什么又谈到这个兽的颜色是朱红色的呢？
And why is it here? It mentions the color of the beast as scarlet.
我们都知道喇合啊，有一条朱红色的线啊，这条线给他带来救恩。
We all know the story about Rahab at Jericho, in which she tied the red rope on her windowsill.
所以啊，很多政治团体呢，当他要竞选的时候，都带给人盼望啊，带给人未来，对未来啊充满了救恩啊，觉得他会救我们脱离这个depression 啊这种经济的不好的时期啊。
So this political peace comes with hope and salvation in times of depression or in times of economic trouble. They will provide hope for the people.
所以你常常看到政治人物在竞选的时候，就是说 we can change， 对不对？We have hope. We can change. 我们可以改变。我们有希望。很多政治人物啊，都是套着朱红色的衣裳啊，带给你希望，带给你救恩。
And so when they promote themselves, they promise change and they promise hope, just as that of the color of red.
那这个啊，淫妇啊，就是坐在这样的一个朱红色的兽上面。
And so this harlot sits on this scarlet beast.
所以我们如果仔细观察呢，这个世界上啊，政治越昌明。政治越自由，政治越兴盛啊的地方，越有希望的地方呢，你总是会找到这个国家啊，充满了这种淫乱的事情。
And so when you find there's a country in which there's prosperity in politics, when there is full freedom in politics, then you will also find this adulterous woman, this harlot.
所以你看美国啊，最大的输出啊，其中一个东西就是色情行业。
And so if you look at America, one of the greatest power that they have is...
我们啊，拍了很多色情的电影啊，
there are
我们都是送到其他的国家去，我们的好莱坞啊，拍了很多很不好的电影啊。
Dirty films or pornography that comes out of this country to others.
我们这个地方是政治啊，我们说是最自由、最昌盛的地方。
And you would say this place is a country in which we enjoy the most freedom, most prosperous.
西德啊，脱离了东德，那成为一个自由的国家。West Germany.
West Germany separate from East Germany.
那后来当然又统一了。
And later on, they united together as one Germany.
我听一个传道人讲啊，在德国后来啊，色情行业都可以上市啊，他们联合所有的色情行业，而且还可以发行股票上市。
And after they actually become one country, someone mentioned to me that pornography and dirty films became liberated, became allowed, and even became a stock.Exchange.
所以我们真的看到这个淫妇啊，真的是坐在朱红色的这个兽上面了。
And so truly, this harlot sits upon this scarlet beast.
那十七章第二个特色啊，这个淫妇当然就是啊，跟地上的人来行淫。
And so the third characteristics of this adulterous woman is that she commits adultery with the men of the world.
我们看第二节。
Let's look into verse 2.
十七章第二节。
Chapter 17,
地上的君王以他行淫，住在地上的人喝醉了他淫乱的酒。请读。
Here, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
在启示录里面啊，地上的人啊，就是指着这个世界上的人，我们都是在天上的人。
Here it says, inhabitants of the earth are people of the world, and we as Christians are belonging to that of heaven.
我们基督徒啊，是来到永生的锡安山，天上的。耶路撒冷。
And we as Christians have come to Mount Zion, have come to the heavenly Jerusalem.
如果我们不小心掉到地上我们跟世上的人一样在启示录讲说我们有三个祸：祸灾、祸灾、祸灾。我们就会被世界上很多事情影响，甚至这个大淫妇影响。
But if we are not careful and we fall into the dwellings of the inhabitants of the earth, as the Bible here, the Revelation here mentions, where there are three woes, woes to the believers, and then we become under the hold of this adulterous woman.
当然，这个魔鬼希望借这个淫妇让世上的人不干净。那么，神是圣洁的神。所以他们就不能进到神面前了。
And of course, Satan wants to use this adulterous woman to taint the holy believers of God to become his evil disciples.
世上的人都喝了，很多人都喝了这个淫妇淫乱的酒啊。
And so many have drank from her adulterous wine.
并且喝醉了。
and have become drunk.
所以我们弟兄姐妹啊，真的喝酒要很小心。
So if we drink alcohol, we have to be very careful.
这个挪亚他是一个义人。
Noah was considered as a righteous man.
后来他也喝了酒啊。
Later on, we see that he also became drunk with wine.
我们以前跟弟兄姐妹分享啊，这个有一个传说是这样讲的。
As we have mentioned to some before, that there is this
他说挪亚种葡萄园的时候啊，魔鬼来帮他浇园子啊。
And that when Noah was planting his vineyard, that Satan came to water his field.
第一次啊，魔鬼是用这个羔羊的血来浇这个园子。
And the first time he watered the field with the blood of the lamb.
第二次啊，他用猴子的血来浇这个园子。猴 monkey 啊。
And the second time he watered it with the blood of monkey.
第三次他用猪的血啊。
And the third time he used the blood of pigs.
所以人喝了酒之后，或者是挪亚喝了酒之后，就有这三段的感觉。
And so when man drink of this wine, or let's say Noah in this case drink of the wine, he has three experiences.
哇，第一杯下肚很温暖啊，好像羔羊就在你旁边一样哦。
And first, he first drink of the first cup, and it's like so warm inside.
第二杯下肚啊，哇，那个酒精作用啊，你就觉得按耐不住啊，越来越像猴子啊，跳来跳去的。
And then the second cup he drinks is, he becomes a bit more drunk and becomes to act foolish like that of a monkey.
第三杯下去啊，哇，那个猪哥的性情就出来了。
And then the third cup he drinks, he becomes the having the characteristic like that of pig.
所以挪亚在他帐篷里面也赤身露体了。
And that's why Noah was laying naked in his tent.
这个在末世啊，很多人真的会喝醉了啊，他淫大淫妇淫乱的酒。
And so here it describes that many people will drink of her adulterous wine.
所以诸位青年弟兄姐妹，我劝你们在学校啊不要喝酒。
And so, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I strongly encourage you not to even touch a scent of wine.
我对弟兄姐妹也劝勉啊，在这种社交场所最好不要喝酒了。
And also in public areas or in social events, you should refrain from taking alcohol.
因为真的有时候你会绊倒那些软弱的人。
Because there are times in which you also help make other people stumble in their faith.
当然，如果你结婚了，你年纪大了，你这个睡觉前跟你的家人啊，跟你的配偶喝一瓶酒软软身子啊，这应该是可以，应该是无可厚非的。
But if you are married and you are of older age, and let's say you are the privacy of your home, just with your spouse, you want to drink and share a cup of wine, just to have that, you know, that should be okay.
圣经上没有说不可以喝酒啦。
The Bible never says that we are prohibited from
drinking wine. 但是不要醉酒啊。
But do not be drunk with wine.
但是我们年轻人哦，一定是没有节制的啦。
But as young youth of today, we sometimes have no self-control.
我看有些 buddy buddy 男男女女在一起 ，beer 一罐就接着一罐这样来啊。
Sometimes we are such buddy buddy with one another, girlfriend, boyfriends, and we take a can of beer and we drink.
那个一酒一下去啊，你胆子就越来越大哦。
And the more you drink of this wine, this alcohol, you begin to have a certain, give you a certain boldness.
你怎么做错事情啊？有时候你都迷迷糊糊不知道。
Sometimes you have that boldness to commit wrongdoings or evil deeds, and we do not even, you are not even aware.
有的人做了事情之后啊，就觉得很后悔啊。
And then after you have committed the wrongdoing, you have this guilt and you regret.
这是一个真实的故事啊。
This is a true story.
这也是很不应该的啦。
And this should have never happened.
一个姐妹啊，很久没有来聚会了。
There was a sister who had not come to church for a long time.
她的 stepson 啊，跑到她家去啊。她的 stepson 啊。
And her stepson went to her home.
这个 stepson 已经二三十岁了。
And her stepson was about 20-30 years old.
这个 stepson 已经离开教会了。
And her stepson had also departed from church.
酒一喝了，哎呀，这个，哎呀，不说了哈。
And after he had drunken the wine, and you know the rest of the story.
真的不要哦，真的要知道这个世界这个酒的东西啊，常常喝了，你就是喝到了这个圣经上讲的哈，喝醉了他淫乱的酒啊，这个酒后啊，常常会乱性啊。
And so we should really be careful because this wine of this adulterous woman will confuse us, will make us weak.
所以青年朋弟兄姐妹们绝对不要去碰这些东西。
So I encourage you not to touch.
那你看这个大淫妇啊，另外一个特色哦。
If you look into another character,
她除了跟地上的君王行淫之外啊
，Not only does she have fornication with the kings of the
earth. 我们看她的外表啊，令人羡慕哦。
You can look at that her appearance, her outer appearance is admired by many.
我们看第四节。
Let's look into verse 4.
那女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服，用金子、宝石、珍珠为装饰，手拿金杯， 杯中盛满了可憎之物，就是他淫乱的污秽。请读。
The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations.
这个古代的君王都是穿紫色的衣服的。
And the kings of old all wear garments of purple.
所以你看到这个女人非常的有钱哦。
And so we can say that this woman was very wealthy.
啊，她也带给你盼望哦。她穿朱红色的衣服哦。
She also will bring you hope because she wears the clothing of scarlet.
她说：“你看，像你我过像过我这样的生活啊，你就过着一种高贵、有盼望、美国梦想实现的这种生活啊。”
So she entices us to say, "You come to live in my kind of lifestyle in which you will have elegance, you have royalty, you live like in luxurious."
她身上、啊、很多的珍珠宝石为装饰哦。
She frames her body with precious jewelry and precious stones.
她家的杯子酒杯都是金的啦。
And her cup was gold.
那里面呢却装满了那个污秽的东西啊，行淫污秽的东西啊。
But inside this cup is fornication.
这个实在是、实在是外表叫人羡慕啊，里面叫人恶心啊。
So her outward appearance seems attractive and elegant, but her inner appearance will make you vomit and will be in disgust.
我每次读到这里就想到我们美国的好莱坞不是就是这样的一个描写吗？
Every time I read this passage, it made me relate to like that of Hollywood.
你看好莱坞啊，每一年不晓得什么 Emmy 什么奖啊，你看很多人都穿着珠光宝气的一个项链，大概$500,000哦。
Every time we look at they have annual events like the Emmy Awards and what other awards, and they all dressed up, all the actors and actresses dressed up in really pretty dresses.
多少年轻人希望做明星呢？
And how many of the youth wish they are stars themselves?
为什么他们喜欢成为一个明星呢？
Why do they want to become a celebrity?
因为你成名了，因为你有钱了，因为你要什么有什么了，因为你手可以握金杯了。
Because you have fame, you have whatever you ever wanted, and because in your hands you hold a golden cup.
那但是呢，我请问多少的明星呢？他们没有离婚过呢？
So let me ask you this question. How many of the celebrities have never, has been faithful and never divorced?
所以有时候你到网站去啊，他会讲 celebrity divorce, celebrity DY 什么？drunk in 什么 ？D 什么 Y？
DUY？ Huh？
DUY？ DIY？ Celebrity whatever. Anyway, all kinds of weird stuff, right?那个 celebrity 这样 celebrity 那样，那成为八卦，大家一直去看，很多人也羡慕。其实他们的生活很多都是相当糜烂的。
That's why you have so many of news and magazines that says about certain gossip of what this celebrity does and that what's going on in their life.
这个大淫妇就是给你这样的一个盼望，给你这样的羡慕，但是里面、啊、充满了污秽。
And so this adulterous woman also likewise give you this kind of false hope, this.False elegance and admiration, but inside is very dirty.
我这次听到侯传道那个见证啊，我们很多工人都觉得很 surprise 哈，都觉得非常的有意义啊。
Recently, I have heard a testimony from Pastor Ho, and I thought it was quite meaningful.
他说有两个慕道朋友，他们在社会上都是有头有脸的，就是有名望的人呢、啊。
And there are two of these truth seekers in the world in which they are both quite successful and prosperous.
都有 PhD degree.
They have a high education PhD degree.
在社会上都是跟名流那些名流人士在一起的。
And they mingle themselves with famous people.
但是来到教会里面呢，他会觉得自己很脏啊。
But then when they come into the church, they feel that they are so filthy.
啊，吃饭一个人坐一个角落，不敢跟弟兄姐妹、跟圣洁的民坐在一起啊。
And so one of them would sit on the corner, dare not to mingle himself with the church.
来到教会啊，也是坐在角落，觉得你们这个地方怎么那么圣洁呢
？And then when he comes to church, he also sits in the corner because he feels that this place is so holy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要学这些社会上这些淫妇啊的打扮、穿着、言行、谈吐。
And so let us not admire or learn.Or follow after the actions of this adulterous woman in which only appears to be elegant.
有时候我在 Facebook 不小心看到的了哈。
One time I accidentally came upon this in Facebook.
看到我们的弟兄姐妹这个穿着有点像大淫妇哎。
And then I realized there are some of our members who dresses like that of a harlot.
真的，我觉得你们这么年轻，长得这么漂亮，为什么一定要穿的？这么 low,
and so I wonder to myself, you are so beautiful and how God created you so young, but why do you expose yourself so?
虽然这是社会上的人的一个潮流
even though this is the trend of the world,
但是啊，这个是社会上的人啊， 引诱人做坏事的一种手段。
But this is also a method of temptation in which to commit, make other people.
我不是说我们不可以穿漂亮的衣服啦。
I'm not saying that we are not allowed to wear something nice.
但是不要太紧，不要太露，不要太。
But not something that is
看穿 see through, 对不对
？Not something that is too sexually revealing or something that is too tight.
就是穿起来不要像好莱坞的电影明星一样就对了啦。
Basically, do not dress like the celebrities of Hollywood.
对不起哦。
I'm sorry.
真的不好啦。
Really, it's no good.
哦，那这个淫妇还有什么特色呢
？So what other characteristic of this harlot?
他实际上讲他喝醉了圣徒的血哦。
And so she was here described that she was.
对不起，另外一点还没讲。我们来看啊，他这个是啊，我们来看第五节。
Let's look into verse five.
这个淫妇的额头上有一个记号啊。
On her forehead, a name was written.
啊，写着说，奥秘在大巴比伦，做世界上一切淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。
Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth.
基督的奥秘是啊，是啊。神的奥秘就是基督啊。
The mystery of God is Jesus Christ.
啊，这里这个淫妇有个奥秘哦，他跟你讲这个奥秘就是大巴比伦，就是淫妇的母啊，就是一切可憎之物的母啊。
But this mystery of this harlot is Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots.
大巴比伦在哪里
？Where is Great Babylon？
就是这个世界不是吗
？It resembles the world in which we live
today. 我们读启示录，大巴比伦就是撒旦巢穴所住的地方，撒旦的巢穴啊。
This Great Babylon is controlled by the hands of Satan.
啊，就是这个大巴比伦就是关魔鬼。那个 prison 啊，就是那个监狱啊。
Is the prison in which that the Satan has taken hold of？
这个大巴比伦就是那个 prison 连过来，就是那个 bottomless pit。这个世界啊，就是一个无底坑啊，是一个欲望永远没有办法满足的地方了、啊。
This Great Babylon is the Babylon bottomless pit in which it will never you never be able to be satisfied no matter how much you fill it。
所以你如果在这个大巴比伦，在这个世界啊，魔鬼就对你有权势啊，可以欺负你的。
And so if you dwell in this Great Babylon in this bottomless pit, then Satan has great hold over you。
所以这个世界的道德绝对不会越来越好。
And so we will see the moral standard of this world will never become better and better.
所以我们看到我们工人在谈哦，十年以来哦，自从有网络以后呢，这个人啊，人越来越不圣洁。
We had a discussion with the workers, and we said, after 10 years after internet came about, man has become even more morally wrong.
我每年都参加 NYTS， 我有一个很深烈的感受。
Every time I attend NYTS, I have this experience.
就是每一次我们都要花更多的时间才能够到灵里的深处。
That every time we need to even spend longer period of time in order to have the attendance go into the spirit.
请问你们已经来这边快要一个礼拜了，你们祷告有喜乐的请举手。
And so you have been here about almost a week. So let me ask you this: in your prayer, have you truly feel the joy yet?
有喜乐的请举手。
How many have you truly felt the joy?Don't be shy.
不要客气。哦，可能20%不到，对不对
？Probably around 20%.
啊，为什么我们会越来越难进入到这种灵里的深处呢
？So why is it that it is becoming harder and harder for us to go into the spirit？
因为这个世界本来就是一个大淫妇啊。
Because this world in its nature is this great harlot.
就是一个大大巴比伦，就是大淫妇的母亲了。我们处在一个大淫妇的妈妈这里啊。
This world is the great Babylon, which is the mother of harlots.
所以啊，我记得有一年 RHTS 啊，我记得很清楚，那个学生在谈他们最大的挣扎，男生了哦，我在男生那一组，他们最大的挣扎就是 chicks, chicks and chicks， 记不记得？你们说的
chicks,
鸡啊鸡啊 and 鸡啊。
So one year I was attending RHTS and I was in the brothers group and they were discussing what is the greatest struggle they have and that is chicks, chicks and chicks.
这个每次祷告一下去 ，chicks 就进来了。
So every time they kneel down to pray, the chicks come.
为什么会这样子呢
？Why is that?
因为这个世界是。大淫妇的妈妈啦
，because this world is the mother of the harlot.
所以我们真的要很小心，这是她的特色。
And so we have to be very careful because this is her characteristics.
更可怕的是什么东西呢
？What is even more frightening?
我们看17:6。
Let's look into chapter 17, verse 6.
我又看见那女人喝醉了圣徒的血哦。
And so I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints.
和为耶稣做见证之人的血。
The blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
我看见他就大大惊奇啊。
And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement.
这个大巴比伦啊，这位大淫妇的母亲啊，这个淫妇啊，大最大的淫妇啊，她其实啊杀了见证人哦，杀了啊，就是她的街上躺着两个啊见证人呢、啊。
And so this Babylon the Great, this mother of harlots, have killed the two witnesses.
杀在他的街上，杀在巴比伦的街上。
And have killed them in the roads of Babylon.
受杀的了，受杀的。
Is killed by the beast.
我们来看启示录的十八章的二十三节。
Revelation chapter 18 verse 23.
十八章的二十三节。
Chapter 18 verse 23.
十八章二十四节。
Chapter verse 24.
先知和圣徒并地上一切被杀之人的血都在这城里看见了，所以啊，将来两个见证人就是死在这个啊大巴比伦这个大淫妇的母亲 这个地方的。
In the future, these two witnesses will be killed by this mother of harlots, this Babylon.
Lay down on the street of this great Babylon, 对不对？
And was slain on the earth.
所以他喝醉了圣徒的血跟这个为耶稣作证的见证之人的血啊。
And so she has drunken, become drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs.
什么是血？
What does it mean, blood?
血就是精力啦。
Blood is a source of life.
啊，血就是生命啊。
Blood resembles life.
不可以吃血，因为神要你珍惜生命啊。
We are not to eat the blood because Jesus, God wants us to treasure life.
多少弟兄姐妹的精力精神啊，常常被这个大淫妇啊吸去了。大淫妇啊。
How many of the lives of our members, of their blood and their life source, their energy and time has been taken away by this harlot?
真的，我觉得今天啊，青年人的第一大问题啊，就是啊，淫乱的问题，圣洁的问题。
Truly, the biggest problem that our youth face today is the issue of purity.
因为世界上的人都是。很多都是不干净的。
Because there are so many in this world who have tainted and become filthy.
所以我们活在这个世界啊，很自然而然的，我们有时候就跟他们认同了，跟他们一样了。
So it seems so natural and so easy for us to go into the same trend and to mingle ourselves in their filthiness.
所以多少时候这位大淫妇喝醉了你的血呢？
So how many times have this great harlot been drunk with your blood?
其实我们做圣工的人也是一样啊。
Same thing for us who works for the Lord.
我在神学院的时候，我们的老师就教导我们啊，一个很重要的事情。
When we were in TTP students, our instructors told us.
他说啊，有三件事情你们要很小心。
There are three things you are to be very careful of.
第一个就是色。
And the first is
sex.
Is sex.
第二个就是钱财。
And second is money and wealth.
第三个就是骄傲。
And the third is pride.
所以今天我们的青年弟兄姐妹们，我们的弟兄姐妹，我们的工人们啊，这个大淫妇啊，常常啊，成为我们生命的问题。
And so likewise, this great harlot have used these three to our members and to our youth.
所以我们说，教会在末世，不只是战争很可怕，不只是假先知很可怕，其实更可怕的就是这个大淫妇啊。
And so what is frightening in the end days is not about the war or the false prophets, but it is actually about this great harlot.
所以我们年轻的弟兄姐妹真的要对她很小心。
And so our young brother and sister must be very careful of her.
那我们来看看这个大淫妇在启示录里面的下场是什么。
Let us look into the consequences of this harlot in the book of Revelation.
我们来看十七章，启示录十七章。
Revelation chapter 17.
十七章的十六节。
Verse 16.
十七章十六节
Chapter 17, verse 16.
你所看见那十角与兽必恨这淫妇，使他冷落赤身，又要吃他的肉，用火将他烧尽。请读。
And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire.
这个原来大淫妇是骑在朱红色的兽上面，骑在这个政治的兽上面。
Initially, this great harlot sits upon the scarlet beast, this political beast.
到最后，成也萧何，败也萧何啊！最后也是被这个政治的兽呢，把它冷落，吃它的肉，把它焚烧，让它刺身呢。
In the end, also she was devoured by this beast.
那为什么会这样子呢
？And why is it?
我们来看旧约就有同样类似的例子。
In the Old Testament, in the ancient times, there are also this example.
我们看以西结书的十六章三十五节到四十一节。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16.
以西结书十六章三十五节。
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 15.
十六章三十五节到四十一节。
Chapter 16, verse 35.
三十五节到四十一节。
35-41.
你这妓女啊，要听主的话。36节，主如此说：因你的污秽倾泻了，你所爱的行淫露出下体，又因你拜一切可憎的偶像，流儿女的血献给他。27节，我就要将你一切相欢相爱的和你一切所恨的都继续来，从四围攻击你，又将你的下体露出，使他们看见了。我们跳过来啊、哦。我们跳过来看四十节。
Let's skip to verse 40.
他们必带多人来攻击你，用石头打死你，用刀剑刺透你。四十一节。
41.
用火焚烧你的房屋，在许多妇人面前向你施行审判。好，到这里，你知道这个妓女哦，有很多相爱相翻的人呐、
啊。Here it says
很多喜爱的喜爱他的人呐、
啊。This harlot has been loved by many.
那这个到最后，这些相爱相欢跟相恨的憎他的人都会继续在一起呢，而且啊，用火烧他的房子啊，这个攻击他，打死他。
And but here it describes that all those who have that have loved her and also who have hated her will all come and gather around against her and burn her house and throw stones at her.
这个是历史的例子啊。
And this is an example of the old.
如果你再仔细想一想哦
，If you think about this more carefully,
真的，当一个人去找淫妇的时候。
True, when one goes to find and seek after the heart.
当他一下子的这个那种 excitement 哦过去了，其实他内心所产生出来就是空虚，是一种气呀、啊！啊，为什么我会那么糊涂呢
？After the pleasure has have gone, then the guilty, the regretness, the heart of guilt will take over.
所以你看那个暗嫩啊，这个强暴了他自己的同父异母的妹妹他嘛。
And so if you look in the story of Amnon and her and his sister Tamar.
啊，最后啊，虽然他用暴力啊得到了这个他的身体，但是到最后他那个爱他的恨他的心强过于爱他的心呢、啊。
The Bible describes that he loved her and yearned after her, but after he raped her, then he hated her more than he loved her.
后来就把他赶出去啊。
And so he cast her out of his sight.
他从来没有想过恨他的心会这么强哦。
And so he never realized that he hated her more than he loved her.
其实小弟自己的读经感想不是恨他，是恨他自己啦。
I think when I read this passage, I believe it is not because he hated her, but he hated himself.
没有地方发泄，就发泄到了女生身上了。
So he had nowhere to vent this hate, so he targeted the Tamar.
所以我们姐妹要很小心哦。
And so sisters have to be very careful.
你的身体真的很珍贵啊。
Your body is very precious.
如果我们的弟兄姐妹不小心啊，让任何的臭男人啊误会你的身体啊。
If you let other men of the world touch you or defile you,
真的，他当他们欺负你之后。常常就把你当垃圾丢掉，真的很多人是这样子的。
Taken advantage of you, then they will take you, throw you aside like trash.
尤其是那像那些兽性的人哦。
Especially those who are considered more beastly.
很多人都是有这种兽心呢。
A lot of people have that heart of the beast.
所以你看很多政治团体哦，当他们尤其在你想想看，在将来这个大逼迫的时候哦。
So,
很多国家都很乱的啦，那个时候。
And so here, when we look at this book in Revelations, in the future there will be this political chaos.
啊，你那将来外邦人也愤怒了，神也愤怒了，外面有这个大自然的灾害，社会上有社会的一个 chaotic， 教会里面有教会的啊这种逼迫。
That there will be chaos all around, both outside in the world, both everywhere you go, even in church, there will be persecutions.
你知道当共产党刚崛起的时候，第一件事情。早期所做的一件事情是什么呢？
What?
就是把那些妓女啊、妓女妇啊、那些人呐 啊抓起来啊，烧他们呢、啊。
You know what the communists do when they take power was the first thing they did was take all the prostitutes and burn them.
将来那个世界，这个大淫妇啊，也会被这个政治兽啊啊这样子烧身啊，这样子肉体啊。
So this future, this harlot will also be burned and be destroyed by this beast.
当然，这个大巴比伦啊是大淫妇的母亲，将来也要被火烧掉。
And of course, this great Babylon, this mother of harlots, will one day be burned.
我们来看十八章。
Let's look into chapter 18.
启示录十八章。
Revelation chapter 18.
十八章的第八节。
Verse 8.
十八章第八节。
Chapter 18, verse 8.
所以一天之内，他的灾殃要一起来到，就是死亡、悲哀、饥饿，他又要被火灭尽了。这边提到说，大巴比伦要被火灭尽了。
Here said that great Babylon will be destroyed and devoured by burned with fire.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
地上的君王素来与他行淫，一同奢华的，看见烧他的烟，就为他哭泣啊！哦，所以大巴比伦这个大淫妇啊，真的啊，行淫的跟他一起行淫的，看到他被烧，就为他哭泣啊！
And so those who committed fornication with her will also weep and lament for her.
我们看十六节
,verse
16. 18章的十六节
,18:16.
哀哉哀哉这大臣素常穿着细麻紫色朱红色的衣服用金子宝石和珍珠为装饰。17节
17.
一时之间这么大的货物就归无有了、所以就形容那个大淫妇的、那个字句、就在讲那个大淫妇、
And so here all these verses are referring to this great harlot、
其实到最后不止这样子、
So in the end it's not only so、
要被丢到硫磺火湖里面、去焚烧
And she will be thrown into the bottomless pit、to be burned
所以弟兄姐妹我们要怎么样来避免、来逃避、这个大淫妇呢
And so dear brother and sister, how are we to flee from this adulterous woman?
当然圣经上有很多的方法
In the Bible, there are many methods.
在启示录我们来谈几点、
And from the book of Revelation, we will discuss a few points.
第一点呢你要到旷野去才能够认清它啦
That is, first, we must be able to go to the wilderness.
所以十七章的第三节说天使带我到旷野去让我看这个大淫妇是不是
And that is why in chapter 17, verse 3, the angel carried John to the wilderness to observe this woman.
旷野是哪里
Where is the wilderness?
旷野就是神跟百姓非常亲密的地方、
The wilderness is a place in which God and His people had this close relationship.
今天来讲就是我们的教会这里啊、你们在这边住啊、好像旷野一样什么都没有啊。
And in reference, it is the church today, just like you've been here for these two weeks, that you have nothing with you.
我们来看耶利米书的二章第二节。
Let's look into Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 2.
耶利米书二章第二节。
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 2.
二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
这是神跟以色列的以色列人这样讲。
This is the words of the Lord to the Israelites.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你去向耶路撒冷的人耳中喊叫说主如此说你幼年的恩爱婚姻的爱情你怎样在旷野在未曾耕地之地跟随我我多记得啊。神很想念啊在旷野跟以色列相处的日子。
God longs after the days in which he had this kind of connection with the people of Israel.
在旷野以色列百姓跟着银柱火柱走，跟着耶柜行，跟着神行走。
In the wilderness, that the people of Israel followed after the Lord, after the pillar of cloud and fire, and have this constant communion with God.
我们就是耶稣基督的心腹啊。
And so we are the new bride of Christ.
所以他说这个幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情啊，神都知道我们跟他恩爱的。
And so here it says, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your brothel.
今天我们来到神的教会里面。
Bethel. So today we come to the church.
你就好像来到旷野一样哦。
So we, like we come to the wilderness.
你常常想啊，在你这个教会的生活当中，神怎么样过去的年日当中，怎么样带领你的生命？
And then you think back to the days of your life in which how God have guided you every step of your life.
你这个跟神的关系越来越亲密啊。
And then when you build this special relationship and connection with God,
就好像夫妻的感情非常的好。
Just like if you have a close relationship with your father or mother,
你出去啊，大淫妇对你就没有影响力了。
And then when you go out to the world, this harlot has no attraction to
you. 因为你太爱你的配偶了，太爱这个主耶稣基督了。
Because you love your spouse, you love Jesus Christ too much.
所以啊，我们要懂。到旷野来哦。
So we must learn to go into the wilderness.
那第二个旷野，它是一个很简单的地方。
And the second meaning of this wilderness is it is a simple place.
如果你真的要逃避大淫妇啊，你要学习过简单的生活。
If you want to escape from the grasp of the harlot, you must learn to live a simple life.
这个世界跟我们讲
，This world teaches us.
你有越多房子越好。
The more houses, the bigger
houses. 你有越多钱越好。
The more money you have,
你有更多股票越好。
The more stocks you hold,
你拥有越多越好。
The more you have in your hands,
你追求到最后。到最后就是走向这个好莱坞明星的那种生活形态。
At the end of your trail, you will follow into the footsteps of the celebrities in Hollywood.
那你如果一心只有追求这个钱、钱、钱、花财、花财、花到入棺材。
So if you continue to pursue after wealth, in the end, you will end up in the coffin.
到最后你发现到你的生活形态就可能跟那个大淫妇一样啊。
Then you will realize your life is just like that of the harlot.
所以过简单的生活是一种很有智慧的选择。
And so to live a simple life is actually a life.Of wisdom.
你要逃避大淫妇吗
？Do you want to flee from the adulterous woman？
想一想，你要将来要选择过什么样的生活
？Just think about it yourself. In the future, what kind of life will you live？
不是说你要去集结全财啦。
It is not to say you completely abstain from success or wealth.
而是你不要追求钱财。
But it is not that we, our sole purpose is to pursue after wealth.
那个钱财啊，神要给你啊，他就会给你啊。
If God wants to bless you with wealth and material things, God will bless you with it.
但是如果你有钱财，你也可以过着简单的生活啊。
But even if you are blessed with material things, that you can still live a simple life.
你也不用穿着像好莱坞明星一样啊。
You still do not have to adorn yourself like celebrities in Hollywood.
啊，手按金杯，到最后真的里面都是充满了污秽的东西。
That your hand holds the golden cup, but inside this cup is full of filth.
再来，你要到灵里面去啊。
The second is that we are to enter into the spirit.
启示录的十七章第三节谈到说，那个在灵里面哦，神啊，这个啊，带约翰到旷野去啊。
In chapter 17 of Revelation, verse 3, we read that he carried me away in the spirit.
所以你要常常被圣灵充满。
So we must continuously be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你要常常用神的眼光来看这个世界。
To use the eyes of God to observe the world around us.
你要从圣经来看这个世界上淫妇的一个后果是什么。
From the perspective of the Bible, we can see and understand the consequences of this hardness.
你要知道淫妇她到底怎么样害人的。
And then you must be able to see clearly how this harlot harm other people.
圣经上讲哦。
The Bible says,
那个大淫妇啊，她的嘴巴像油一样的滑。很会讲话，很好听的。
This adulterous woman, her mouth is very oily and smooth because she can speak words that is very smooth.
真的，我们这个很多男生都受不了那女生很嗲那种嗲嗲的，对不对哦
？It's true that many men, many brothers can't resist a woman with a soft and tender voice.
那个大淫妇就是常常会用嗲。用那个嗲把你的心拴住啊
！And so this adulterous woman is like that. It uses this kind of
嘴巴像油啊
，mouth like oil to attract.
但是圣经讲，她的嘴巴也像剑一样。
But then the Bible here says her mouth is also like that.
当你被她的嘴巴牵走了，圣经讲啊，到最后你的肝啊会被剑穿刺。
When your heart has been led astray by her mouth, later on she will shoot your heart with the piercing your heart with her arrow.
实际上讲，那个大淫妇是很没有羞耻感觉的。
Because the Bible describes this adulterous woman have no shame.
她讲啊，实际上讲，她偷吃了一把，嘴巴一抹，她就说我没有作恶啦。
And the Bible describes her as committing something that is evil, but with a simple wipe, she denies her committing any wrongdoing.
啊，所以我们真的要很注意啊，这些大淫妇的诱惑哦。
And so we must be careful of the temptation of this adulterous woman.
我们到灵里面就可以看出她的诡计。
If we enter into the spirit, we will know her tricks.
最后我们要懂得逃跑了。
And then at the end, we must learn to run away.
我们活在这个世界。
We live in this world.
我们活在这个大巴比伦当中。
We live in this great Babylon.
我们活在这个大淫妇充满大淫妇的世界里面。
We live in this world filled with harlots.
真的，你不晓得什么时候会遇到她呢
？It's true that sometimes we do not know at what time we will encounter one.
圣经讲她的手是手链哦，她的手是 chain 哦。
The Bible describes her hands as that of a chain.
她的心是网罗啊。
And her heart is like a net.
不敬虔的都会被她抓住的。
Those who are not careful or unable to stand will be taken hold by her.
所以青年弟兄姐妹，你要逃啊！吼。
And so, brothers and sisters, you need to flee.
不要以为啊，有个男朋友，女朋友有什么关系
？Do not think to yourself simply having a girlfriend or boyfriend is okay.
当你们还在念书的时候，在大学的时代
，especially while you are in college and you are still at the stage of study.
你们还没有毕业之前
，before you graduate.
还没不能独立之前
，before you become actually independent.
你们就要很小心
，you are to be very careful.
不要被大淫妇抓走了
，do not be taken away by this great harlot.
愿主耶稣啊，能够保守我们
，may God watch over and keep over us. Let's sing him.
523首
Sing him 523.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All this peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day! That will be. his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burden to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，我们现在在伯恩教会啊，这个举开这个青年神训班。
Thanks to the grace of God at this time, we have NYTS here in Bowen Park Church. And we also ask the students of NYTS to pray for the Bowen Park Church.
尤其在下个月这个教会就有灵恩布道会。
Especially the Bowen Park Church will have its spiritual convocation in the month of August.
我们也求主耶稣在这边亲自拣选他所爱的人。
And also we ask God to choose for those who belongs to him.
我们也要祷告到灵里的深处。
And so we are to pray into the spirit.
这个速度越来越慢了，因为我们这个社会越来越不好。
The speed for us to go into the spirit is taking longer because of the situation of the world.
但是你不要灰心了。
But do not be discouraged.
乌龟虽然比较慢了，方向正确还是会跑到终点。
If a turtle is even though a turtle is slow, but as long as a turtle has the correct direction, it will achieve its destination.
所以只要继续诚心诚实谦卑认罪祷告，神的爱神的灵一定会大大充满在你的心。
And so with a heart of sincerity, a heart of humility, for sure God's spirit will be poured upon you.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.